You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
Sophia Rose is back. What an insane, I literally was just absorbed with the whole interview. I had so many things going through my mind. And I always say that you're a porn star. You're an actress. I mean, you seem to be a motivational speaker is kind of the way I came out of the interview. I love the idea that you're evolving. The evolution of Sophia Rose is beautiful. You're dating. I think we have a show, a reality show of
it's
you dating.
It's actually a thing.
It should be.
Yes. It's already been pitched to Cinemax.
All right. So for those of you who don't know, Sophia has a dating process, which includes potential
a lineup
partners.
And a tryout.
Yeah, and they're trying out. If anybody is interested in trying out, there's a bunch of information in the interview about what you could do to get further along in this process.
Right.
And I just find it to be wonderful that you know exactly what you want. You're not going to put up with any shit to get there. You're not asking for anything. You're actually wanting people to show up for you and figure out how to be their own person, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I think that gets confused about porn stars and trauma, because we did talk a lot about trauma. The thing I hear people say, maybe this is in their head, they say, of course you're a porn star, you were molested, right? Can you talk a little bit about, because you seem so healed from the molestation that happened from 5 years old to 10 years old, and you seem so clear about what you're doing now, where your lines, like where sex exists for you in a relationship and where it exists for you in work. Can you explain to somebody who might be confused by that or might oversimplify that idea?
I think everybody oversimplifies it. Like you said, it's very simple of, oh, well, you had this. Of course you're in porn. Of course you're a stripper. Of course you're an escort. Everything I've done has been by choice as an adult. Mm-hmm. And when I was a child, none of that was a choice. Mm. But what it enabled me to do, which is not healthy, but I've learned to live with it positively, is you go into what is PTSD, response of compartmentalization.
Right.
So I've compartmentalized emotions, sex, how it all relates and how it feels in my body, like literally how it feels. So that's where anxiety comes from, and those emotions that we feel are like out of our control, sort of. I learned how to compartmentalize at such a young age that I've always lived that way, survival mode. Now as an adult, I've chosen a career that requires compartmentalization. Mm-hmm. And it has made me very successful, and I think that's a positive thing. It also is why I can have sex with men and not feel like I need to be emotionally attached.
Right.
Now, when I do get emotionally attached, it's intense.
I mean, I have a belief that sex is just like a key to true intimacy, which is more about feeling trust. Right. And a lot of men, honestly, in my life, don't get much past the sex being intimacy. And they confuse intimacy with sex, thinking, oh, we're really close. We have a lot of sex. And what you're saying is that is just one aspect of a much deeper relationship.
It is really just, like I said, it's a physical need of humanity, mm-hmm. like food, air, and water. I need to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
But the intimacy, that is what and I've actually said exactly that. When I'm looking for someone I can be intimate with, where there's a level of trust when you lay there and you're not having sex,
right,
but you see their soul. It's different. It's not your souls connected because you penetrated each other.
Right, right. But you accept them for who exactly who they are, and
with
you don't have
my
any
bad breath and bedhead and lashes that don't look right. And, you know, I'm serious, and all my freckles, because that's like my thing. I'm like, oh my God, they're going
to
see my freckles.
Well, I think that's what we're all looking for, is and to be loved for exactly who
we you
are.
In the most vulnerable way. But a lot of people confuse that intimacy. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, people go, don't you miss being in a relationship? And I'm like, once in a while, I'm like, you know, I wish I had someone just to hug me.
Right.
And I will find a male partner, friend, and say, can you just hug me?
Yeah,
I feel like someone just needs to like squeeze me back together or something. And I just want that embrace, you know, that feeling. And I recently was in Miami for a show, for a porn event. And I came home and I was like, I am so happy to be home. And I laid in my bed. My dog was still at his daycare. And I was like, I am in this beautiful home, in this comfortable bed. It's quiet. It's clean. I don't have to pick up after anybody when I just got home after being gone 11 days. I am so happy. Mm. I feel so content and so fulfilled, and I'm exhausted. And it felt wonderful to come home and just on that Monday, people go, what'd you do? Absolutely
nothing.
No, I literally never got out of my bed except to use the bathroom and get water. I was just like, you know, I had peopled myself out for the week.
Yeah, sure.
I was so full of gratitude that I had everything I needed, and a man comforting me wasn't what I needed anymore. I didn't need someone to say, hey, I'm proud of you, atta girl. Mm-hmm. Did you have a good time? All that's now exhausting to me.
Right.
I'm like,
it takes energy. You got
to
give.
I don't want to do all that. And I don't want to come home to your dishes and your dirty socks and anything. You know, or even my dog wasn't there. I wasn't cleaning up poop. I wasn't doing anything. I was just rest. And now that I've started to really value that, I look at companionship or relationship as, okay, this is kind of a hassle, complication. Is it going to be worth, where's the value exchange in this? I hate to make it feel so transactional, but that's kind of where it's gone with me. Like, it's not transactional from a financial point, but like, where's the exchange and what am I going to get out of this? Does it improve my happiness or my quality of life that I'm trying to maintain for myself? I'm not going to interrupt my peace.
Yeah, you guys got your work cut out for you. That's all I got to say.
We do.
It's not you. The dudes who are
guys,
lining up
I
to
do,
date
though.
You.
You got
to
filter it. You know, it's so hard.
But the great thing is that you seem really happy. So it's like the thing is like when somebody's happy, like a person doesn't make or break you. A relationship doesn't make you value yourself any less. So.
And if you had told me that even 5 years ago. I'm like, no, I'm the happiest in a relationship. What are you talking about? You're a fool. Now I'm like, no, I am so fulfilled, single,
right.
Unattached.
That, you know, honestly, that's when you find somebody, I think, is when you finally reach that
But I've
that
heard
place.
That. I feel like I've been there before, and every single person has crashed and burned hard.
We'll talk in a couple months. And see
we'll see. I will see. My goal is to stay single till the end of the year, and we'll see what happens with maybe these people in the lineup, if it changes or not. I don't know, but I have so many places I'm going. Amazon better deliver him, and I better be waiting for me because I don't know where I'm going to find him. I'm too busy. Like I'm literally just jet setting and working. So it's like, I don't know.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
I think I'm monogamous by nature, right? I think I fantasize about things that aren't monogamous, but in my lifetime, if I look back, I've always been more comfortable in a monogamous relationship. And when somebody imagines being in love with a porn star, there's a concept that's challenged kind of deeply, right?
Do people actually imagine being in love with a porn star?
I don't know. There's somebody sitting out for us.
Oh, well, you know.
But what I'm saying is, so
we're simulating a relationship for the week. He's going, and then we'll be it.
I guess the thing I'm asking, though, is how is that navigated? How is that sort of like that idea that you when you're at work having sex, that you're still engaged in the relationship, and how do the rules apply to the other person?
It's communication, mm-hmm. and it's transparency. And that's what I want to establish not being in a relationship, that I am the same to that person, whether or not I'm working or not working, so they can see that this is genuinely who I am. My last relationship was 6 years. Mm-hmm. He was never insecure with me performing. And he used to say, because I know the real you at home, and he was very young, so it was kudos to him for that part.
Right, he was pretty evolved for...
In that regard. Right. There's a lot of places he was not, why we didn't work out. But he really understood the dynamic and the line between them. And this is how I explain it to people. When you go to work, you're a different person. You have a uniform, okay? An officer has, and it's always police that I refer to. But they have a uniform. And when they come home, they take off their uniform. Are they still arresting you? Are they still writing tickets? Are they still sitting there with their baton and their gun?
Watching you to see if you're obeying the law.
Waiting for you to do something wrong in the house, right? No, he is now a father, a husband, playing with the dog, doing dad duties, whatever it is. The uniform changed, so he did too.
Right.
And it's the same with me. My uniform at work, I happen to have no clothes on.
No uniform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I come home, I leave it there. It was always, okay, now I'm so-and-so's girlfriend or wife or mother, whoever I am. And we all of like adapt to who we're supposed to be.
And that's difficult for partners. I mean, I'm sure you've had a lot of people who haven't been able to make that deal.
Yes,
right?
They can't. They can't separate it. But I do feel in my situation that I do a good job of really trying to make that person be secure and understand like this truly is work to me. If anything, it helps you because I kind of come home with the equivalent of blue balls and I'm like ready to really
have,
I want real sex real intimacy.
Oh, in the interview, you talked about the difference between what is intimate sex for you at home and what is work sex. And it was very clear. There's a difference.
And I do think that is why they get a little crazy if things don't work. When they don't work out, it's because you don't really experience that intensity again with another person. I'm not saying I'm the best. I'm just saying I know what my intensity feels like to other people. But with that is all stuff I am not interested in doing right now. I am not interested in expelling the energy to convince a man that he can be confident in this relationship and be secure. I'm not interested in doing that anymore. I want just to have a good time.
Cool. Lay out the rules, have them pick it up, and go by the rules.
And you just, that's it. This is, and there's not even that many rules.
No.
We're not exclusive. I'm not even asking for monogamy here.
Right.
I just want your yeses to be yeses and your noes to be your noes and everything that you say and do.
Boils down to honesty and trust.
Yeah.
I mean, in every relationship.
And communication. Yeah. And the transparency is really a big thing. And the guy that I choose at the end of this and I say, hey, I want to make this the next show. Yeah, at the end of the tryouts, I pick my MVP. He's going to be the guy who, without being my partner, has already shown me those qualities, which is what dating is. Mm-hmm. But people just don't date that way anymore. So I just want to see, who are you outside of trying to perform for me?
Kudos.
Because I don't want a performance. Like I said, I want to know how you are when you're at the DMV and in traffic. And
you keep us informed on how it goes. Like, we would love to see, like, these are the last three, these are the last two.
For now, I'm keeping identities definitely on the down low, only because that's embarrassing. And I do want that person who can be a quality partner for red carpets, and, you know, that you are going to be in the public eye and be okay with that. And or if you choose not to because of your career, you know, one of the guys I was entertaining was in law enforcement, high level law enforcement, not officer.
Right.
And there's no way he could physically be seen on a red carpet with me because of the nature of his job. I get it. But now you have to be okay with the fact that I have either a fill-in or you just don't get to participate. Mm. And would he truly be? I don't know. Some guys say yes, and then when it happens, no.
Yeah.
So, and that's a lot of what dating a porn star is. It's like, you think you're okay with things till they happen, then maybe you're really not okay with it. Mm. And that's the energy I'm not willing to expel of convincing someone. I promise you, it's not
it's
like
gonna
this.
It's going to be okay.
It's, yeah, I can't. I can't. I got to worry about myself. My emotions are enough.
Yeah. Well, you know, like all the time that we get to spend with you, I can see why your fans love you here.
Thank you.
You're transparent. You don't hide much. You tell it like it is. You're really evolved and super smart. And I am so impressed that Laura has been an influence on you.
Absolutely. And
I hope that we can continue we need to do a part three already.
Absolutely.
I can tell you.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
All right. What a great episode that was. Mm. Honey, can we take a minute and just thank all our new Patreons?
Yes. I mean, it's their dollars that help support the podcast, right?
It is. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. We're so grateful. Every time someone new joins, we do like a happy dance.
And we love making content for you.
We do. And we hope you're enjoying all the access to all that exclusive content, the storytelling video series that we're doing.
Yeah, it's really good. You guys need to get in on that.
Yes, you do. And the monthly Zoom hangs.
Right? The Zoom hangs are cool. We want more of you guys to join us.
Yes.
Monthly memberships start at just
$5. $5.
Yeah, I don't know what anyone can buy for $5 a month anymore.
Right, that's facts.
But you get Zoom hangs with us. It's our favorite Zoom of every month.
It is.
And so, honey, which of our Patreons are we shouting out today?
First up is Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist. She's a certified EMDR therapist, and this means that Mercedes has advanced training in complex and developmental trauma. And she's doing something really special called EMDR intensives.
Right. And in case you didn't know, because I didn't know this, that EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. Simply by stimulating both sides of the brain, it helps heal the brain and desensitizes traumatic or upsetting memories.
Yeah. I mean, I was just telling a very busy friend of ours about this, right?
I remember this.
Yeah. And she said, I need EMDR, but I just don't have the time. So I told her about how Mercedes offers an individualized concierge curated program, and her EMDR intensives range from half a day to several days, but are the equivalent of, get this, hon, 2 to 6 months of weekly therapy.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you told our friend that EMDR has been used to effectively treat a wide range of mental health problems, but there's no need to talk extensively about disturbing experiences. And because this intensive format decreases treatment time, it also saves her considerable money in the long run.
Exactly. So if you want to start feeling better now, then EMDR intensives are the way to go. And California residents, click the link in our show notes to find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website and book your EMDR intensive today. That's Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist. She's located in Woodland Hills, California. See our show notes for the website, www.mercedescusick.com.
Right on. So what's new with the How to Do the Pot podcast?
I'm so glad you asked. Mm-hmm. So previous guest, Ellen Scanlon. We love Ellen.
Ellen, yep.
Hey, Ellen. Shout out to Ellen. Her How to Do the Pot podcast is demystifying cannabis use for women. Last month, they released their new Sleep 101 series, which is really dope, you guys. In these short episodes, real women share how cannabis helps women fall asleep, stay asleep, and not wake up with a weed hangover.
No weed hangover? You gotta love that.
That's right. And on the regular episodes of How to Do the Pot every week, you can listen to fun, short episodes that answer all the questions women secretly Google about cannabis.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. How to Do the Pot shares women's personal stories and advice from experts with help from solutions around stress, sleep, sex, and chronic pain, with the goal of helping women feel more confident in their choices about cannabis. If you're ready for practical advice about weed by women for women, listen to How to Do the Pot wherever you get your podcasts.
Right on. Hey, next up is Cute Booty Lounge.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Cute Booty was a concept born in Kelly Nishimoto's garage in 2004.
Right. And speaking of by women for women, right? Yeah,
she is by women and for women.
Yeah, because she was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves, particularly the what?
The booty.
The booty. Yep. Yeah. But they still be polished enough to go from workout to night out.
Oh, they're gorgeous. You wear them. Young people wear them. Your mom rocks them.
My mom rocks them. And her signature, the signature of her cute booty leggings, are the patented scrunch booty pockets. And Cute Booty Lounge is made, like we said, by women for women right here in the USA. The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. So go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. And what do people always say about me when I wear those leggings, hon?
Cute booty.
Cute booty. Mm-hmm. And next up is Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen Hahn, big shout out to you on the East Coast.
Big shout out, Kathleen. Yep. Thank you for being our Patreon.
We are so happy to have you and keep spreading the word.
And we'd really love to see you on one of our Zoom hangs soon. And that goes for all of you. If you haven't joined our Patreon yet, please do so we can see you on a Zoom hang. And if you are a Patreon, come and hang with us like Kathleen will.
Yeah, thank you guys for all your support. We are really grateful.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.